Track 9.
The Match Seller. Harold Pinter. A country house, with two chairs and a table laid for breakfast at the centre of the stage. These will later be removed, and the action will be focused on the scullery on the right and the study on the left, both indicated with a minimum of scenery and props. A large, well-kept garden is suggested at the back of the stage, with flower beds, trimmed hedges, etc. The garden gate, which cannot be seen by the audience, is off right. Flora and Edward are discovered sitting at the breakfast table. Edward is reading the paper.
Ah, it's a good day. I feel it in my bones, in my muscles. I think I'll stretch my legs in a minute. Down to the pool. My God, look at that flowering shrub over there. Clematis. What a wonderful...
What? Edward, what is it? Edward?
He's there.
Who?
Blast and damn it, he's there. He's there at the back gate.
Let me see. Oh, it's the match seller.
He's back again.
But he's always there.
Why? What is he doing there?
But he's never disturbed you, has he? The man's been standing there for weeks. You've never mentioned it.
What is he doing there?
He's selling matches, of course.
It's ridiculous. What's the time?
9:30.
What in God's name is he doing with a tray full of matches at 9:30 in the morning?
He arrives at 7:00.
7:00?
He's always there at 7.
Yes, but you've never actually seen him arrive.
No, I...
Well, how do you know he's not been standing there all night?
Do you find him interesting, Edward?
Interesting? No, I don't find him interesting.
He's a very nice old man, really.
Go and get him.
Good morning. We haven't met. I live in this house here, my husband and I. I wonder if you could... Would you care for a cup of tea? Or a glass of lemon? It must be so dry standing here. Would you like to come inside for a little while? It's much cooler. There's something we'd very much like to tell you that will benefit you. Could you spare a few moments? We won't keep you long. Might I buy your tray of matches, do you think? We've run out, completely, and we always keep a very large stock. It happens that way, doesn't it? Well, we can discuss it inside. Do come. This way. Ah, now do come. Our house is full of curios, you know. My husband's been rather a collector. We have goose for lunch. Do you care for goose? Come and have lunch with us. This way. That's right. May I take your arm? There's a good deal of nettle inside the gate. Here. This way. Mind now. Isn't it beautiful weather? It's the longest day of the year today. That's honeysuckle, and that's convolvulus. There's clematis. And do you see that plant by the conservatory? That's japonica. He's here.
I know.
He's in the hall.
I know he's here. I can smell him.
Smell him?
I smelt him when he came under my window. Can't you smell the house now?
What are you going to do with him, Edward? You won't be rough with him in any way. He's very old. I'm not sure if he can hear or even see. And he's wearing the oldest...
I don't want to know what he's wearing.
But you'll see for yourself in a minute if you speak to him.
I shall.
He's an old man. You won't be rough with him.
If he's so old, why doesn't he seek shelter from the storm?
But there's no storm. It's summer, the longest day.
There was a storm last week, a summer storm. He stood without moving while it raged about him.
When was this?
He remained quite still while it thundered all about him.
Edward, are you sure it's wise to bother about all this?
Tell him to come in.
I...
Now.
Hello. Would you like to go in? I won't be long. Up these stairs here. You can have some sherry before lunch. Shall I take your tray? No? Very well. Take it with you. Just up those stairs. The door at the top. I'll join you later.
Here I am. Where are you? Don't stand out there, old chap. Come into my study. Come in. That's right. Mind how you go. That's it. Now, make yourself comfortable. I thought you might like some refreshment on a day like this. Sit down, old man. What would you have? Sherry? Or what about a double scotch, eh?